Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prakashananda Saraswati, they are now together. Now they are in this discussion. Now, Prakashananda Saraswati, he asking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I think your name is Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and you are disciple. You have accepted this renounced order of life from Krishna Bharati. As I have explained to you, that there are 10 different names in the Sankara Sampradaya of the Sannyas. And there are 108 names among the Vaishnava Sannyas. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he was initiated by Vaishnava, he took Sannyas. He accepted Sannyas from Bharati, who belongs to the Sankara Sampradaya, Sankara sect. The rule is that if one has to accept renounce order of life, there is ceremony of accepting this renounce order of life, and that ceremony must be performed by another bona fide sannyasi, renounced order. It is not that you take your cloth and get his collar, and one day will become a sannyasi. No, there are ceremonies. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas from Kesav Bharati. This Kesav Bharati belonged to Sankara Sampradaya. Therefore, Prakashananda Saraswati also belonged to Sankara Sampradaya. So, he is asking that, I understand that your name is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Now, there are different kinds of names of brahmachari also under the guidance of a sannyasi. So, the person who is under the guidance of Bharati, the brahmachari's name is Chaitanya. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he took sannyas, he did not change his brahmachari name. That is also very significant. Because in the Mahavadi sannyas, as soon as they take sannyas, they think that I have become Narayan. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he was regularly a sannyasi, he did not change his name of brahmachari. That means brahmachari is meant for serving the spiritual master. So, he continued to be a servant. That is the significance. So, Prakashananda Saraswati is asking that you are a sannyasi of our sampradaya because you have accepted renounced order from Bharati. So, what is the reason that you do not mix with us? That is his first question. And another complaint is that you are a sannyasi, you should devote your time in discussing philosophy, Sankhya philosophy, and Vedanta Sutra. You should learn, you should understand why you have taken sannyas. And what is this that you are simply dancing and chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. This was his first question. Yes. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was simply dancing and chanting. This is a specific contribution of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because amongst the Mahavadi sannyasi, dancing and chanting is considered to be material. That is also, they take, it is also one kind of sense gratification. A sannyas means they should stop self-gratification. So this is also, according to them, self-gratification, because they took it as ordinary thing. So, Prabhacharya Saraswati asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why do you follow this sentimentalism, chanting and dancing? You are, and some of the foolish persons who have no knowledge, and they also follow you. What is this? Vedanta Pasharam Dhyana Sannyasa. You have taken sannyas, renounce all of life. Your duty is to study Vedanta always and meditate. You have given up all these procedures and you are simply chanting and dancing. So far I see you from your bodily features. Oh, you appear to be very glorious. You are very intelligent because you have got Prabhupada Saraswati was very elderly. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was only 24 years old. So, he is appreciating that from your face it appears that you are very young and advanced. Then why do you indulge in this sentimentalism? This is very important question and answer you should know, this Sankirtan movement. Nachar karo kane kriti karo. So, this is not deserving to a sannyasi. Prabhu Sai Sano Sipadi Har Karan, Guru Mori Mukha Vaki Karila Sasa. Yes, you are right. My dear Prakashana Saraswati, you are right. But there is reason why do I do it. Now I can explain to you. When I took sannyas from my Guru Maharaj, from my spiritual master, he found me a rusk, and full number one rusk. So, Guru Maharaj murkha dekhi karila sasa. So, because he found me a foolish person, therefore he has chastised me. Why? What is that? He said, murkha to me, you are foolish, you have no education, you are illiterate, tomara nahi vidhanta adhika. It is not possible for you to understand vidhanta. Krishna mantra japa sada ei mantra sada. Therefore, you simply chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. That will make you all right. Now here is the point, that was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a foolish person? No, he was not a foolish person. In his childhood, he was known as Nimal Pandit, the greatest learned man. Even when he was 16 years old, he visited another very learned fellow from Kashmir. So he was a reputed scholar. He was known, and Prakashananda Saraswati knew it, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even in his grave ashram or in his household life, he was a teacher of man, logic, and he is a great learned man. He knew it. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that my spiritual master found me a rascal, a fool. Therefore, he said that you have no chance for understanding Vedanta. Therefore, you take to this principle, chant simply Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. What is the purpose of presenting himself as fool and rascal? This idea is that in this age, 99.9% are fools and rascals. Therefore, it is very difficult for them to understand what is the purpose of Vedanta. He is representing himself as one of the fools and rascals. So, according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the so-called Vedanta society, the so-called I mean to say, learned scholars and Vedanta, they are not actually Vedanta scholars, they are all fools and that's it. Because Vedanta Sutra is very difficult to understand. The compiler, the author of Vedanta Sutra is badly. He himself thought it twice that I must leave one commentation of Vedanta Sutra, otherwise in future people will misunderstand and misuse Vedanta Sutra. In this connection, I declare herewith that some of you, if you read the Chicago speech by Vivekananda, that was, he was the first man, he came from India to preach this Hindu philosophy in 1893, some of you know. So, he has got his speech, Chicago speech of Vedanta, you will see, it is simply a seldom. Simply. By it is written, if you can secure it to bring it, you will see how rascalum he was. He will be said words. Even a clergyman from this country, you come from India and you are decrying God in this way. Oh, I'm surprised. You are simply a decrying God. Why do you care for God, praying God, you are God in this way? He has spoken. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 500 years before, he knew it that in future, all these rascals will misinterpret Vedanta Sutra. Therefore, he presented himself that I am fool. Vedanta Sutra, it's not a very easy thing. Therefore, that day, he explained Vedanta Sutra and Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam. The first aphorism of Vedanta Sutra is Janmātasya Jataha Abhāta Brahma Jijñāsa. Now it is the time for understanding what is Brahma. And the next sutra is what is Brahma? The next answer is Janma Satrajataha. Brahma is that from whom or from where everything emanates. Now he explains Janma Satrajataha Annayat Itaratascha Arthesu Avijna Sarat Tini Brahma Vida Aditavai Mayanti Yat Suraya. In this way, there is lucid explanation of Vedanta Sutra. Now, if you take Vedanta Sutra, this is the Madhasa aphorism. Brahma is that absolute truth from where everything emanates. Or everything is born. Janma means born. City means maintenance. And Janmadi, Janma, Sthiti, and Pralaya. Pralaya means dissolution. This material world, it has got a date of its creation. Just like your body. It has got a date of its creation. It stays for some time. And again, there is a date of its dissolution. You tell the history of everything material. Either you take this body, or take this world, or take any empire, or any, just like you are American country. It has a date of its being. Now it is staying. Now it will be. Someday will come. It is, there will be no more America. You should know it. That means that is nature's law. Everything. Everything is born, it stays for some time. Then it is dissolved. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Vrutya, vrutya praliyate. Vutya Vutya Paliyate. All this thing, whatever material that manifests, it comes out, it is manifested, it is just like bubbles in the ocean. Oh. There are millions and millions bubbles created 1 second, and then at next second it is finished. So, the mass. But this is the manifestation of material creation. Behind this, spirit is there. Therefore, that spirit is Brahma. In this way, now, what is the nature of that Brahma? Is it impersonal or personal? Now, Vyasadeva says, avijna sarat. No, that supreme truth is cognizant. He knows. And Bhagavad Gita also confirms that vidham samiti tani, the Lord says, that I know everything. I know, unless he is cognizant, unless behind this cosmic manifestation, if there is no brain, if there is no cognizance, how nicely can we make so regulation and this is timely, everything is so working, the planets are working, do you think there is no brain behind it? Then must be. Therefore, Bhagavat says that, yes, avijna. Avijna means he is cognizant. He is not a fool. Therefore, he is person. A cognizant is a person. And it is a sarat. Then he also educated Brahma. He also, before Brahma, is considered to be the first created being in this universe. So, Bhagavat says, Tere Brahma Rita Adhikavari. Adhikava means the first created being. And Brahma means very knowledge. So he impregnated Brahma with Vedic knowledge. So these are the explanation of Vedanta Sutra. There are so many police rascals that are misusing Vedanta Sutra in a different way. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very cunningly represented himself that I am a fool. I am a rascal. Therefore, my Guru Maharaj, my spiritual master, chastised me that you rascal, you fool, you cannot understand Vedanta Sutra. You better test this, that will make you happy. Or in other words, at the present moment, the circumstances are so awkward that it is not possible to understand Vedanta. If you indulge in Vedanta Sutra, it will be very difficult for you. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's contribution, Harinam, 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 Gachantarius. That will make you everything prophecy. The Murkha to me, Tamara Nahi Vedanta Vita. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is representing himself as the chief man of the fools and rascals, and he says, that my Guru Maharaj, my spiritual master, ordered me that if you better chant Hare Krishna, that will make you happy and progressive, that will make you want to understand what is Vedanta. Ashtamantra harite habe samsharmash. Now one may question, Vedanta Sutra, understanding Vedanta Sutra, one is liberated from this material entanglement. So, you are asking me simply to chant Hare Krishna, will that purpose be served? His Guru said, yes, it will be served. He said, Krishna Mantra Haita Hare Samsara. If you go on continuing this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, there will be a day when you come to the professional stage, then you will be liberated. The same result as one gets out of studying Vedanta philosophy or Sankhya philosophy, the same result also you will get by simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishnanam Haiti Pare Krishna Charan. Not only that, the Vedantis sometimes they cannot reach out to the Krishna planet. But your advantage will be that you will not only be liberated, but you will be achieving the highest planet, planetary kingdom, or the kingdom of God. You will be able to achieve that. And Namdina, Namdina Kulikale Nahi Arbhavamo. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that these Hare Krishna is the only universal religious principle in this age. No other religious process will be effective because people are so many and diverted in different ways. This is the common formula and this is the effective formula. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Naam Nirakulikala, without chanting this Hare Krishna, there is no other alternative for self-realization in this age of Kali. Naam Nirakulikala, Nahi Ardhanma, Sarva Mantra Sarnam, Eri Shastrama. Now, the essence of all scripture is this Hare Krishna. Essence. Sarva Shastra Marma means essence of all scripture. And Sarva Mantra Shastra. And there are different kinds of hymns and mantras. And this is the topmost part of all mantras. In this way, my Guru Maharaj asked me to chant Hare Krishna. Atavani Astrasithai. Dictator. Because one cannot be a guru, a spiritual master, if he creates something. No, he cannot create. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says to Prakashana Saraswati that my Guru Maharaj, my spiritual master, has reason. Why? What is the reason? Santi Kariya Islav Kariya Vijaya. My Guru Maharaj said, and he gave me one verse from authoritative Vedic literature, and he asked me that you should always keep this verse within your throat. That means keeping in throat means, and what is that? This is a quotation from the Vedic literature, Vihannaradiya Puran. There are four Vedas and there are supplementary Vedas also. There are 18 Puranas. So one of the Puranas is called Brihannaradiya Puran. Then in that Brihannaradiya Puran, this quotation is there. Harennama, 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 Iva Kevalam, Kalavna Sivana Sivana Sivagadinandapa. In this age of Kali, Kali means this element, world, and misunderstanding, this is Kali. Misguiding, and less intelligent, less merciful, living for short period. There are so many disqualifications in this age. So, therefore, in the Brihannaradiya Puran, it is explicitly stated that Harennama, 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 Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasti Va Nasti Va Nasti Va Gati Gandhapa. Kalo means in this age of Kali, there is no other alternative, no other alternative, no other alternative. Thrice. So when you want to stress upon some point, you say thrice. Do this, do this, do this. Similarly, in the Brihannaradiya Puran, thrice it has been emphasized that you must take to this Hare Nama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Why I must take it? No, because there is no other alternative than this for your self-realization. If you at all want to know yourself, if you at all want to become perfect, or if you want at all to reach the goal of human life, then you must. So my Guru Maharaj, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say that my Guru Maharaj, my spiritual master, asked me to keep this verse within your throat and is gone chanting, and I bless you that you will be liberated. You will not only be liberated, but you shall also reach the highest goal, the Krishna planet.
We shall explain further. Any questions?